Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. 150 beagles recently rescued from a research breeder in Mount Horeb are heading to the Green Bay Humane Society. It's part of a national effort to rescue and rehome 1,500 dogs. Local shelters, though, are already bursting at the seams, with some sheltering pets for people displaced by flooding. So they need your help. President and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society, Allison Fauch, says they're in high need of new foster homes. They also need donations of things like soft dog treats, toys like Kongs, and monetary donations to support the dog's care. Fauch noted the Wisconsin Humane Society doesn't receive general government funding. They rely on community support to respond to large-scale rescues like this and provide the medical and behavioral care often needed by animals like these beagles. It's an unofficial holiday for many in Northeast Wisconsin. Opening fishing weekend starts tomorrow morning. The general inland fishing season kickoff marks the official opening of harvest opportunities for popular game fish like walleye, northern pike, and largemouth bass. You do need to have a current Wisconsin fishing license if you're 16 or older. And there are some new regulations this year you should know about, whether you're just out for some panfish for a tasty dinner or after that big trophy muskie. Although the inland trout season's been open for a few weeks, DNR officials say some counties have a 5-fish daily bag limit with no minimum size, while others still follow special rules like an 8-inch minimum. Make sure you check the DNR's website for new rules and regulations before you head out to your favorite fishing spot. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. A teenager now faces homicide charges after a woman died from her injuries in an Appleton crash last month. Appleton police say the 17-year-old driver was under the influence of alcohol when he crashed into another car near the intersection of Wisconsin Avenue and Meade Street. A 72-year-old woman who was a passenger in the other car driven by her husband died just over 2 weeks later on April 24th as a result of her injuries. Authorities say her husband remains hospitalized. In an update yesterday, police say the 17-year-old failed to stop at a red light, causing the crash. He was also badly injured and taken to the hospital, so police did not take him into custody. Police are recommending multiple charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. A Shawano man was acquitted of murder this week, but now faces felony charges for threats against prosecutors and police. A Shawano County jury acquitted 61-year-old Michael Ingold on first-degree intentional homicide charges and domestic abuse this week, but he didn't go free. Ingold now faces up to 60 years in prison on 10 felony threat charges, 5 against prosecutors, 3 counts of threats to law enforcement, and 2 counts of threatening to cause bodily harm to an individual involved in a court or legal system. The criminal complaint outlines numerous recorded phone calls from Shawano County Jail where Ingold says if he ever got out of jail, he would kill all of them, referring to 2 prosecutors on his case and 2 law enforcement witnesses. Court records show Ingold's bond is set at $250,000. He's scheduled to be back in court on May 4th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A Dane County judge says Wisconsin's Justice Department must turn over the names of all law enforcement officers in the state. The ruling rejects the state's effort to keep the list private. The case centers on whether the public should be able to see who is serving as a police officer and whether that could help spot officers who move from agency to agency after misconduct. State officials said releasing the records could endanger undercover officers and create safety concerns, while the news organizations behind the lawsuit said those fears were too vague. The ruling is being praised by transparency advocates and criticized by police groups. State Senator Andre Jacques will leave his northeastern Wisconsin seat at the end of this term, becoming the latest Republican senator to retire. He has served in the Senate since 2018 and previously spent 4 terms in the Assembly. His exit brings the number of GOP Senate retirements this year to 6. Wisconsin's U.S. senators have come to an agreement. They're sending 2 names to the White House to fill top federal prosecutor jobs in the state. Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson recommended Peter Smyzik for the Eastern District and Chadwick Elgersma for the Western District, The picks came from a bipartisan nominating commission set up to find qualified candidates. Both senators say the nominees have strong experience and should enforce the law fairly. The final decision now rests with President Trump. And the search is on for the next leader of UW-Madison. University officials have named a 23-member committee to help find the school's next chancellor. And leaders say the goal is to pick someone who can build on the university's research, teaching, and public service work. Officials say the new chancellor will need full board approval. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. The crew able to win their home series with a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks yesterday. But more trouble for right-hander Brandon Woodruff, who had to exit the game in the second inning. He couldn't throw a fastball above 86 miles an hour. Usually he's in the mid-90s. Pat Murphy after the game.
We've seen it where he came down, his velocity's down early, and then it climbs. We were waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. Maybe some rest. Hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
NFL, the Packers beginning their rookie minicamp this weekend. The new draft picks and undrafted free agents arriving yesterday in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The nicest weather of the week is rolling in just in time for the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon with a high right around 50. Tonight, clear and frosty with lows dropping into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.